Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 through 34. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 through 34. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you deal purely. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is rock except our God? This God is my strong refuge, and He has made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been asked to map out your life and significant moments that have shaped you? Perhaps this was done for someone who asked for some sort of oral history or as part of an icebreaker or maybe an introduction. Or perhaps some of you have written it down or displayed it visually to show the markers in life that God used to bring you closer to Him or to find joy in relationships or accomplishments. Some of these moments may have been very personal, like your baptism, starting school, moving as a child, graduating from high school, attending college, getting married, having children, or a significant death of a loved one. For others, these may have been moments that were outside your power and reaction to condition and circumstances in our world, like war, an economic downturn, a terrorist attack, and even a pandemic. 2 Samuel 22 is a song or psalm King David wrote that reflects on the many things the Lord had done for His people, and specifically through and to David. The prologue states that it was written to give thanks for how the Lord delivered David from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. David maps his life and the many ways God had saved him from Saul, Absalom, the Jebusites, the Philistines, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Syrians, and many other neighboring nations. And David describes how God operates in a merciful way to his people whom he loves. To read through the whole chapter or another version of it in Psalm 18, you see that God is in the focus. This is not a eulogy numbering the good deeds that David had done. Rather, God's poet David uses vivid imagery and wonderful metaphors to express the power, mercy, and love of God and His active work in our lives. Christian author Eugene Peterson wrote a book that reflected on David's life called Leap Over a Wall, Earthly Spirituality for Everyday Christians, based on verse 30 of our text. Peterson reflects that these words summed up David's life well, how an unknown shepherd would be used by God to bring about his kingdom on earth and bless him in many and various ways as a man after his own heart and be a forerunner of Christ. Peterson wrote that he would have chosen as the epitaph for David's tombstone, David's own writing, "By my God, I can leap over a wall." It was all God's work. For David knew many walls in life. He knew the wall he constructed in his sin. He knew of walls of separation that his office of king created and that he was put on a pedestal as people looked to him for leadership. He knew that he had enemies who had tried to wall him in and bring destruction. And through it all, in our reading, David focuses on the extent to which God will go to save his anointed, the one in whom he delights. And God heard David's cry and made himself known to him and protected him and maintained his covenant. The Lord rescued and equipped David to fight in the battle for which God had won the victory. God remembers his anointed and shows him grace and mercy. God uses his own creation to save his servant and bring him security. As the king, David calls his people to join with him in song, and as people of God, we join with him in that song. We cry out to our God for mercy for our sin. We cry out for protection from the assault of circumstances and situations. We cry out to Jesus, our King. Like David, Jesus knew danger due to his office as God's Son and God's King. Jesus not only knew the threat of death, but gave up his life on behalf of others. For King Jesus would love his enemies in a way that David would never realize. Where so much of David's life was at war, Jesus brings peace to those who trust in him. At the cross and the empty tomb, Jesus brings victory over the walls of sin, death, and Satan, our enemy. As God did not forget David, he did not forget us. We look back on our map of life, regardless of how old we are, and see how God works and worked in our lives. He gives us baptism. He gives us his grace and his word and sacrament. He teaches us his word through parents and other caring Christians. He gives us leaders like pastors and teachers to continually remind us and point us to what Jesus has done for us and that his promises carry us over the walls in life. The Holy Spirit refreshes us in life's circumstances and situations. Even when in the short term we may not be able to see over the wall, we know Jesus is with us. He will carry us over, and he will be with us on the other side. In the face of our way being blotted with sin and imperfection, our God's way is perfect. His ways are perfect to those who find refuge in him. He gives mercy, salvation for the humble, light in times of darkness, truth, and a shield of security, and we cling to his righteousness and purity. As with David and the writer of the hymn we just sung, we give thanks for that deliverance. David finds reasons to find refuge and comfort in him, and reasons to give glory to God and to sing his praise. God, preserve us until we receive in full your victory over sin, death, and Satan. In the name of Jesus, our King, alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Michael Kearney, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.